Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we've been talking about the problems, criticisms of remote learning throughout the pandemic. Almost nobody was a big fan of doing school over Zoom, but you know, you do your best, try and make it work. And yet, when the high schools reopened in LAUSD for the in-person learning at the beginning of April, no rush for those students, the older set, to get back on campus.
In fact, new data shows that a meager 7% of LAUSD high school students chose to go back to classrooms. That's compared with 30% of elementary school kids and 12% of middle school kids who went back. Glenn Sachs teaches social studies at James Monroe High in LAUSD. He's also the UTLA rep for Monroe High. Welcome back, Glenn. Appreciate it.
My pleasure to be here.
So are you surprised, some people are, by these numbers that just about 7% of high school kids decided to go back?
No, that sounds about right. And, you know, that's what I've seen personally. Look, parents are very afraid of COVID. It's been apparent to us for a couple months that we were not going to get this rush of kids coming back to school, no matter how we did the schedule or no matter what we did. So, I'm not surprised. And, you know, the attitude of most parents that I've seen and most students is, let's just finish this year up at home. Distance learning works well enough, and hopefully we can all come back in August on a normal footing.
Well, there's COVID, and there's also just the setup. For the younger kids, they get to go back at least, you know, like halftime, actually go into the classrooms and see the teachers and be spaced out and all that. But for the high schoolers, it's the Zoom room, right? You go to a room on campus, but then you still cycle through your Zoom classes. You just happen to be somewhere other than your room or your living room at home when you're doing it. So if I'm a high school student, maybe I'm thinking, you know what, it's only a couple months. I'm just going to stick here, and then I'll see you guys in the fall.
Yeah, well, we've seen that. And in fact, what's happened is that the attendance has declined from the first week or two. You know, students came back. They wanted to see what it was like. Once they saw exactly what you just described, a lot of them thought, I can do this from home. So the attendance actually declined after that. And at some schools, at least at our school, they're consolidating the classes so that we only have students on campus 2 or 3 days a week rather than five, because we have so few, it just made sense to consolidate them.
I was reading an interesting article in this morning's paper from around the country about how a lot of parents, because their whole routines have changed because of the pandemic, that a lot of them are rethinking schooling for their children, how they do it, where they do it. And I'm wondering if there's a concern that come August, fewer students might return than even now is thought likely.
Well, you know, I haven't heard, you know, I haven't seen anything to really suggest that. But look, there are students who have drifted away from school. And, you know, there are probably some who won't come back. Certainly there's a geographic, some of them have left the state, et cetera. I don't know. I think we'll have to wait for August for that. You know, most of what I've seen from parents and students is that, you know, they want our normal lives back, and they're hoping they can get them in August.
what do we do after this year in terms of making sure everybody's at least as up to speed as possible? There was that talk of maybe adding a week on here, a week on there. There's talk of, you know, doing some more assessment tests when you get back after the summer and see how much uptake there really was over the Zoom school. I mean, how do you think your students are doing?
Well, I mean, I've been happy with my students. The attendance is good. They're there with their cameras on. They're doing their work. I will say that I have noticed that they don't seem to pick it up or remember it as well as they did when I had them here in person. I'd probably say maybe that's gone down 10, 12%. There are times I'm surprised as well. Gee, you know, I taught you guys that a few weeks ago. And I feel like in previous years when they were right here with me in class, they would have remembered it. And through distance learning, they're not as quick. They don't remember it as quickly, et cetera. So I have noticed that. But, you know, as a general rule, I think distance learning is over-criticized. I can't speak of how it is for elementary students. But, you know, this year, I mean, I've mostly taught what I normally teach. I've gotten through most of the curriculum. It hasn't been that different from having the students on campus. It's not as good. It's not as educational. It's not as much fun. But it's probably 80%. 80% is good. So I don't see it as a disaster.
Do you have any concerns about a discipline problem once students return to a classroom? I mean, you know, they're kind of used to being, a lot of them anyway, being at home. And when you're at home, you get away with doing things that you probably shouldn't be doing when you're in a classroom with other students.
Well, you make an interesting point. I mean, obviously to be, you know, in any large institution, whether it's, you know, a school or the Army or whatever, there's a certain amount of regimentation that's necessary. And, you know, you make an interesting point. They will be coming back after a year and a half, most of them, of not being in school. Maybe there will be a little bit of a problem with that. Maybe they will need to be reminded a little more about this is what we do and this is what we don't do. Thank you. When I'm doing my summer planning, I'll keep that in mind.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Glenn Sachs teaches social studies, James Monroe High, LAUSD, also the UTLA rep for Monroe High. Glenn, thanks.